AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Iraqi officials say today's U.S. airstrikes that targeted militia sites in northern Iraq have killed one militant and wounded others.
President Joe Biden ordered the retaliatory airstrikes on Iranian-backed militia groups after three U.S. service members were injured today in a drone attack on an airbase used by American troops in Erbil, Iraq. National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson says one of the U.S. troops suffered critical injuries. Iranian-backed militia claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraqi officials say one militant was killed and 18 others were injured in the U.S. response. Donna Water, Washington.
Wall Street inches higher at the start of a holiday-shortened week.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are inching higher on Wall Street. The S&P 500 was up 0.3% early Tuesday. The Dow added 99 points. That's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite was up 0.4%. Biotech company RayzeBio doubled after agreeing to be acquired by pharmaceutical giant Bristol Myers Squibb. U.S. shares of the English soccer team Manchester United rose 3%. The storied club announced over the weekend that it had agreed to sell a minority stake to British billionaire and lifelong fan Jim Ratcliffe. Wall Street closed out its eighth straight winning week last week with a quiet finish. That followed reports showing that inflation is on the decline, even as the economy appears stronger than many expected. Treasury yields edged higher. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 3.91%. Seth Zutel, New York.
MasterCard Spending Plus says holiday sales rose this year. The indicator, which tracks all kinds of payments, including cash and debit cards, found sales from the beginning of November through Christmas Eve climbed 3.1%. This is AP News. 276 Indians who were stuck in a French airport for days because of a human trafficking probe have arrived in India.
A charter plane coming from the United Arab Emirates and headed for Nicaragua was grounded on the tarmac in France for a human trafficking investigation. The passengers were blocked inside Vatry Airport in France for 4 days in an exceptional holiday ordeal. The Legend Airlines A340 plane had stopped for refueling in Vatry and was grounded by police based on an anonymous tip that it could be carrying human trafficking victims. Reporters at Mumbai Airport peppered the arriving Indian passengers with questions after 276 of the original 303 passengers arrived in India. 25 other passengers remained in France, where they requested asylum. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.